I could see my husband, and I'm reaching down, and he's reaching up, and I'm trying to grab his hand to save him, and I'm yelling, James, James, and I'm trying to save him.
Hey, it's me, Crystal Love for Jesus, back with another video. Hello, hello. I hope you all are having a blessed and awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus. Y'all, I missed you so much, and I'm so grateful and glad for Jesus and for you and all of your prayers and all of your smiles and your hugs and your love and your comments that you all are always sending to me. I appreciate y'all so much. And today I have for you a wonderful dream that the sister in Christ emailed to me. Thank you so much. And we're going to go ahead and get into it and show exactly what she experienced. The Lord had been speaking to her for a very long time, she had explained, and that there is some stuff, there's some very, very impactful revelations. And so I'm really excited. You guys are really going to like this. You're really going to like this dream, honestly. She's had a couple. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. And so let's go.
Hello, Crystal. Thank you for helping me to share my dreams. I'm not a media person, so it's really hard for me to sit in front of a camera, but bear with me. I really feel the urgency that I need to start sharing some of the dreams and visions that the Lord has given me. And before I get started, I just want to say thank you, Crystal, for your dedication to the Lord's work. It is so important that we share our dreams and visions to get people thinking and to make sure they're ready when Jesus comes again, because it is happening soon. When I was in my 20s, I used to have a lot of dreams that I was caught in the tribulation. I was backslidden then, and I truly believe that the Lord used these dreams to bring me back to Him, and thank God it worked. My first spiritual dream that I can remember was back in December 1999, and I've drawn pictures because I'm not very techy with technology. So in this vision, Jesus was dressed in a wedding dress. He was standing in front of a long, dark tunnel, and you'll see there's a door that's starting to close at the end, and there's a bright light shining behind it. I believe that it represents heaven. There was a big clock beside Jesus. I couldn't tell what time it was because there was no hands on the clock, but I could clearly hear the Lord say, "Time is coming to an end." And then I saw the numbers, 2, hump, hump, hump. I believe this represents a particular year. I'm not sure if it's 2030 or if it's 299. I don't know, but I do know that time is coming to an end. The dream that made me feel the most urgency to share is this one. And in this dream, I was taking clothes.
Okay, she's going to start on her next dream, but I want to talk about that first one really quickly, because when I saw it, I was like, I feel like I know something, because when you saw the clock and that it had no hands, it means that there is no more time. No hands, no hours, no more minutes, no more hours left. There's no more time. Amen. So he's saying there's no more time, and he's standing at the door, right? And in Revelations, he even talks about that he is the door that no one can shut, right? Only God can shut. And that door is closing right now, right? And the church that is going in the rapture, that is going to be saved, it was the church of Philadelphia, right? Because they were right with God. They were ready to go. And another thing, the two that looks like the three digits are missing, the two, like it would be 2000. Okay. I feel like I know this. Or I feel like the Lord gave it to me as I was watching. So it's been 2000 years since Jesus came. It's been 6,000 years since the world began, right? And we know that the 7,000th year is the millennial reign, for with Jesus reigns for 1,000 years. So Jesus has to be coming soon, right? But it says in the parable of the virgins that he will be delayed. And so the 2000 means He is delayed right now because the 2000 year marker that it's we're at the 6000th year, but there's a delay that's happening. So it's basically 2000 years was it. That was it. That was the end time. And so there's no more time. There's a delay. There's an extension happening right now. And so I think that's what that means. I think it was actually just 2000. We're at the 2000 mark for the 6000 years. And so because Jesus would never give us an exact year, of his coming. He says that no man knows the day or the hour, right? So he's telling us the time frame that we're living in right now.
I was off the line, and I knew that a storm was coming because the clothes were blowing really hard, and I had no time to worry about the pins, so I'm just grabbing the clothes and taking the clothes off, and I thought, I gotta save my family. So I ran in the house and I started closing the windows and doors, and as I was battening down the windows and doors, I could see a couple ATVs approaching the house, and all I could think of is, I gotta save these people. I've gotta do something or they're going to die. So I started knocking on the window and beckoning them, come into the house and be saved. But they couldn't hear me because by now the rain had really started to blow and the storm was getting a lot more fierce. And I looked and I could see the clouds were starting to form tunnels. But the people on the ATVs had no idea that the storm was coming. They had no idea that they could die anytime. So I thought, I just got to do something. If I don't do something, they're going to die. So I ran outside and I started beckoning them, come. And then I looked down and I could see stubble in the field and I could hear the Lord say, the harvest is ready. I looked up and I could see fields as far as I could see, and there were people coming towards me. They were coming from all directions because they didn't want their lives to be lost. They wanted to be saved from the storm. And the next part of the dream that really disturbs me the most, and I really believe this is why the Lord gave me this dream and why I need to share it. I could see a small knoll, and on the knoll there were lifeless, rigid bodies, and they were just rolling down the hill. They were flopping like a corpse. And they all looked identical one to one another. They all had a yellow raincoat with a distinct pattern of white squares and the odd random shape. I couldn't see their faces because they had their hoods up, and by now it was really getting really dark. But I was somewhat confused and I was intrigued by the raincoats, and I could feel the Lord's presence. He was standing like right here. So I asked him, what's up with the raincoats? And he said, false protection. You see, the only ones in the dream that died were the ones in the raincoats. They thought that just because they were protected, that their lives would be saved. And then when I woke up, like I'm just praying, like, oh God, what does this mean? And he revealed to me, he said, the world is full of hurting people who need the love of Jesus, but they're looking in all the wrong places. They're looking for hope and salvation, but they're looking to the government. The government promises them peace and they promise them security. They give them money and they promise success and power. But we can't buy our salvation. Our salvation has already been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Praise God, He loves us so much that He sacrificed his life for us. And then the Lord revealed to me, some people are looking to the medical system for healing. God does use doctors and he uses medicine in a lot of cases to heal people, but our true healing of mind, soul, and body comes from Jesus Christ. Some people rely on their religion to save them. They think, oh, I was baptized as a baby, or I've gone to church all my life, maybe said the sinner's prayer. They think that just because they went to church all their life, or maybe if they Hail Mary so many times, or that they can pray someone into heaven, they think that they will be saved. They think that they'll be going to heaven. My biggest concern is that so many souls are going to be lost because of religion. The enemy has deceived people so much into thinking that if they live a good life or if they do good works, then they're going to heaven. But the Bible says that it's not our works that save us, but it's God's grace. It's having faith in Him. And it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, then we will be saved, not by good works. And then I was reminded of the parable of the 10 virgins. The Lord uses that parable to help us to understand His second coming. And in the parable, the bridegroom delays His coming, just like Jesus is delaying His second coming, because He wants more and more people to come to Him. He doesn't want any souls to be lost. At the end of this parable, the virgins that were ready and waiting, they got to go into the banquet hall when the groom showed up. And then later the other ones show up and they want in, and the groom comes to the door and he goes, "Who are you? To tell you the truth, I never really knew you." The Bible says that not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father. Unless you are living and serving the Lord and waiting for His return, you could be left behind. The Bible says that He's coming at a time when we least expect it. He's coming like a thief in the night. And when they're saying peace and safety, then destruction will be upon them, and it'll be like labor pains. But look at the news. With the World War III now, all of the viruses and the natural disasters, they're getting closer together. We really are getting very close to the Lord's return. So my prayer is that we will be ready. I had never had a dream about the rapture before until just 2 days after He gave me the vision or the dream about the harvest field. And in that dream, the Lord was holding me under His arm, and His other arm was up like this. And as we're ascending upward, it kind of stopped in slow motion, and I looked down, and I could see people on the ground. And I could see my husband. And I'm reaching down, and he's reaching up, and I'm trying to grab his hand to save him, and I'm yelling, "James! James!" And I'm trying to save him. But Jesus and me kept going up, and my husband was left. And that's how it'll be when the rapture takes place for those who are not ready and are not waiting. So my prayer is that anyone hearing this video, get right with God, repent. And we as Christians have a job to do. The Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but workers are few. We have to get over our fears of what other people will think of us and come out of our comfort zone and start going out and telling people about the love of Jesus and telling them that they need to repent because His coming really is getting very soon. Another dream that I want to share really quickly. I was really putting off sharing this one because there's part of it that I don't quite understand. And I'm just going to share the last part of this particular one. And it was a dream within a dream. I was at my house. I had just gotten back from shopping with a friend. And I was really tired, so I went upstairs and started to change my clothes. And I was going to have a Bible study at my house. So while I was upstairs getting changed, the people that were coming to my Bible study started to show up, and I could hear them downstairs. It sounded like they were chanting. So my spirit was confused. Like, I'm thinking, is this a cult or is it legit? So I went over to my bed and I laid down and I started praying, like, Jesus, show me the truth. And then I laid down and I went into some kind of a trance, and I started praying in the spirit. And the only words that were coming out that I could understand in English was, Jesus, show me more, and hallelujah, and the word Adonai are the only English words that I understood. And there was a couple children laying on the bed beside me, and they tried to bring me out of this trance, but it wouldn't work. And then I started like yelling at God, like, Jesus, show me more, show me more. So then he started showing me all kinds of visions, but they were going so fast that I didn't catch any of them. It was like scrolling through Facebook and everything's just going so fast that you can't catch it. And then when it came to this one particular one, it just seemed to slow down, or it stopped. And there was a circle, and there were three smaller circles inside of it. Kind of looked like a stopwatch. And you'll notice the numbers are subitized. I don't know what it represents, but the first one is in the shape of a seven, but it's subitized two, and then three, and then four and four, so it's like five and eight. I'm not sure what it means, but anyway, when it came to this vision, I didn't want to miss any of it, so I'm actually counting one, two, and then one, two, three. The last one, there was no random order to the numbers, and this side was melted. So about 10 days after I had this dream, I'm driving to work and I'm praying, like, God, what does this mean? And he said, because at first I wasn't sure how many dots there even were. I thought six, eight, maybe nine. Anyway, he clearly said, there's seven. And I thought, seven? Why seven? When you think of the number seven, you think God, it's God's number. But he said, and like it just got me through the heart like a knife, for the 7 years of tribulation. And I was speechless. All I could think of and all I could say is, oh, wow. And then he revealed there's no order to the dots to symbolize the chaos that's going to happen during the tribulation. And the edge of it was melted to symbolize the destruction. When the tribulation is done, the world's going to be destroyed. And then he revealed another part to this just last week. So it was January now, 2024. And he said, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So then it made sense. Okay, the number seven, God's number. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So those are my dreams. I've had many more, but those are the ones that I wanted to share. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening. And please help me share these. I really, truly believe that we need to wake people up to the deception that's out there and the false securities of religion and all the other things that distracts us from God. We really need to be looking up. Time is running out.
What did you guys think about that? Do you have any comments for the whole it looked like a clock with the dots and stuff. I wanted to say something because there's something very interesting about this. And it's 3, 2, so that makes 5. And you have 8. And then she said, this is 7. So I just went on a whim here, y'all. It was 5, 8, 7. So I'm like, I wonder what what page 587 in my Bible would be because it was 587. And it just brings me to Hezekiah seeks the Lord's help. It says, when King Hezekiah heard their report, he tore his clothes and put on burlap and went into the temple of the Lord. And he said, Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the court secretary, and the leading priests, all dressed in burlap to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They told him, this is what the king Hezekiah says. Today is a day of trouble, insults, and disgrace. It is like when a child is ready to be born, but the mother has no strength to deliver the baby. But perhaps the Lord your God has heard the Assyrian chief of staff sent by the king to defy the living God and will punish him for his words. Oh, pray for those of us who are left. I don't know. It kind of goes with what we are watching right now. So I just wanted to share that. And sister, thank you so much for sharing this. It was absolutely amazing. And like all of the symbolism in here and just the fact of like, you know, this stuff can be confusing unless the Lord gives you the interpretation and the understanding of it. And so thank you, God, for giving the interpretation for these, because I would not have thought of like them wearing the raincoats. I was, yeah, what does that mean? You know, it's crazy that every little detail about a dream when you're like, that is just weird and confusing and I don't understand like what this means, right? And you think like it could just be, you know, nothing. And it reminds me of like when I had my dream, my rapture dream, the first one the Lord gave me in 2018. When the rapture happened at the beginning of my dream and I was hiding out in this building, I was chewing a big ball of gum. And when I first shared my dream, I didn't add that in because I didn't understand why I would be chewing a huge ball of gum, you know? And so I just felt uncomfortable to mention that. Multiple years later, I think it was like 2 or 3 years later after that he just randomly gave me the interpretation. It was like, people are starving. There's no food. All people want is food. You're chewing a ball of gum because there's nothing else to eat. And so it's helping you with your hunger pains, you know? I'm like, oh, wow. But like something so simple and like, just like, what is that, you know, can actually mean something so significant, you know? And it's just like, people, you got to get right with Jesus. Amen. You got to get right with Jesus. I love y'all so much. I hope that you enjoyed this video. I hope that this encouraged you and is waking you up to the truth. And if you made it to the end of this video, please leave below in the comments, there is no more time. Amen. There's no more time with green hearts. And I love you guys so much. And I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.